Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday after Epiphany, January 5th, 2026. Today's Gospel reflection is over a passage from the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew writes, "Jesus went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain. Those who were possessed, lunatics and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan followed him. In these days immediately following the Epiphany, when the light of the star still glows in our imagination, and the gifts of the Magi still rest at the feet of the child, the Church leads us into the early public ministry of Jesus. It is as though, having beheld his manifestation to the nations, we now follow him into the world to see what this light does. Matthew tells us that Jesus went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. And then he adds, almost with surprise, that his fame spread. The people came from everywhere, Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, even Syria, to be touched by him. Today's gospel is short, but its silence is filled with meaning. With only a few sentences, Matthew reveals the heart of Christ's mission and the meaning of Epiphany. God has not only become visible, God has become accessible. God comes close. First, Matthew says Jesus was teaching in their synagogues. Teaching is the word of one who wants to heal our minds, who wants us to see clearly. In the wake of Epiphany, this matters profoundly. The first darkness of Christ confronts is not out in the world, it is the shadow within the human heart and mind. Our confusion, our inherited assumptions, our distorted images of God. Jesus enters the synagogue not as a distant rabbi, but as one who knows us, who understands the knots in our thinking, and who gently loosens them. He touches with authority because he is the truth, and his teaching is not mere misinformation, it is illumination. His words undo fear. His words correct falsehood. His words restore hope, where the mind had collapsed into resignation. Christ teaches not to shame us for what we do not know, but to free us from what we have misunderstood. This is the first gift of the Epiphany. God reveals himself to renew the way we see. The gospel then tells us he was proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. Teaching reaches the mind. Proclamation reaches the heart. Teaching clarifies. Proclamation awakens. to proclaim the kingdom is to announce that God is not distant or indifferent. It is to speak into human longing and say, the God you seek is here. The promises are being fulfilled. The Father has drawn near. And notice the tenderness of this proclamation. Jesus does not introduce himself with judgment or accusation. He doesn't begin by pointing out what's wrong. His first word is good news. The kingdom is breaking in. The Father's mercy is at hand. The early church fathers often wrote that Christ's preaching was a kind of spiritual music, a sound that resonated with the deepest desires of the human heart. People came because they recognized in him the voice they had longed for all their lives. This is the second gift of the Epiphany. God reveals himself to awakened hope. Finally, Matthew tells us that Jesus healed every disease and illness, including those who were racked with pain, possessed, lunatics, paralytics. No category of suffering is omitted. The physically ill, the mentally afflicted, the spiritually oppressed, the socially marginalized, all are brought to him. Here is the true revelation of God. He does not stand apart from human suffering, he enters it. Jesus does not heal from a distance, he touches, he listens, he sees, he suffers with. The crowds come from everywhere because for the first time they meet a God who draws near to their wounds instead of recoiling from them. This is the third greatest gift of the Epiphany. God reveals himself to restore what we thought was beyond healing. As we reflect today on these three movements, Jesus' teaching, proclaiming, and healing, we discover a pattern for our own encounter with him. He wants to enlighten us. He wants to proclaim hope into the places where we are discouraged. He wants to heal the place where we are wounded. He wants to enlighten us. There is something in each of us that needs to be taught again, or taught differently. Some misunderstanding about God, or about ourselves, or about others. Let him teach you. Sit at his feet. Let his word correct and soften and expand your understanding. He wants to proclaim hope into the places where we are discouraged. Perhaps there is a fear that has grown silent in us, a desire we have buried, a promise of God we no longer dare to trust. Christ proclaims the kingdom precisely there. He speaks hope where our heart has grown weary. And he wants to heal the places where we are wounded. Healing often begins with allowing him close, closer than we allow others to come, closer even than we come to ourselves. Christ does not run from our pain. He moves towards it. We must let him. It's easy to read this gospel as a beautiful memory, a moment in the life of Christ long past. But the church gives it to us after Epiphany for a different reason, to remind us that this is exactly what Jesus is still doing. He's still teaching us through Scripture, through the church, through the quiet voice of the Spirit. He still proclaims the kingdom of God every time the gospel is read, every time forgiveness is offered every time grace breaks into human weakness. He still heals us through the sacraments, especially in reconciliation and in the Eucharist, and every moment when grace touches the human heart. Christ's ministry continues. The Epiphany continues. The light has not dimmed. As we move now deeper into ordinary time, the Gospel invites us to bring to Jesus what the crowds brought, our questions, our longings, our wounds. Do not hold back. If the crowds from Syria and Galilee and Judea could come from all directions to find him, then we can bring to him the truth of our lives. The Christ who reveals himself today is the same Christ who revealed himself in Galilee, the teacher for our confusion, the herald for our longing, the physician for our wounds. Let us permit his epiphany to become our healing. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others and to also spread the good news that others can join us here in my hermitage each day as we share and break open the Word of God in our life. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.